Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where we do not choose to honor dictators in this country. As a matter of fact, we've just gone through a cleansing, if you will, of the United States in terms of monuments for people who devoted their lives, sometimes gave their lives, for the cause of Southern secession and breaking apart the country and slavery. But there is a big new statue in Moscow which has a, I think, an important message to the United States about where we are and what this country means. The story reported in the Wall Street Journal has not gotten a lot of attention because I guess, you know, okay, it's Russia. So why should anybody care? Well, I think it's very telling that Vladimir Putin last week unveiled a brand new statue in Moscow honoring the late Cuban dictator Fidel Castro. Behind the flowery language exchanged with Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel was a bracing reminder of how Russia views the world. Castro said Mr. Putin did not allow Cuba to be broken by the intervention of mercenary sanctions, financial or economic embargo, or attempts at external isolation. They upheld Cuba's right to its own development model in accordance with national rather than externally imposed values and made sure that the world takes into account Cuba's opinion and respect its interests. Now, if you look at the standard of living in Cuba by any measure and you compare it to the progress made by other Latin American nations, and not just the ones in South America, but in Mexico, where there has been considerable progress, the idea that Cuba was blessed by quote, the refusal to be broken by the intervention of mercenary sanctions, financial or economic embargo. In other words, in praising his fellow dictator, Vladimir Putin was praising himself. Mr. Díaz-Canel returned the favor by endorsing Mr. Putin's pretext for sending troops to Ukraine when he spoke before Russia's parliament. The reasons for the current conflict in this zone must be sought in the aggressive policy of the United States and the expansion of NATO toward Russia's borders. And Mr. Putin hailed Castro as the colorful and charismatic founder of the modern Cuban state. That at least he got right, but the sad reality of the modern Cuban state, writes the Wall Street Journal, is that Castro and communism reduced a talented and educated people to one of the poorest nations in the Western Hemisphere. The world gets an occasional glimpse of this privation when uprisings break out against the regime, followed by the usual arrests and trials. There's another parallel that Mr. Putin doesn't speak about, writes the Journal. Despite his modest salary, some claim that Vladimir Putin controls wealth that makes him the richest man in the world. Forget about Jeff Bezos. Forget about Elon Musk. Putin! One of Castro's former longtime bodyguards wrote a scathing expose, The Double Life of Fidel Castro, that detailed Castro's private life of luxury and fortune. The Fidel Fete in Moscow is a reminder that the world's axis of dictators works together to harm U.S. interests and global freedom and to accumulate their own extreme wealth. Isn't that a remarkable thought that Putin could be for producing misery? could be the wealthiest person on earth. I mean, honestly, it's just a terrifying thought, and should put in perspective the idea that if we have foreign leaders who are honored by statues here. And yes, I know people are going to call in and say, what about that Lenin statue in the Fremont neighborhood in Seattle? Well, that was actually imported from, I think, Slovakia, where they had torn it down during the time that communism was being disestablished in Slovakia. And the point is that a guy who owned a cafe bought it as a joke. It wasn't to honor Lenin, and that, by the way, that statue very frequently, you'll see it, people paint blood on the hands, which is appropriate for, I don't believe it's ever appropriate to actually use paint to face somebody else's property, but still. Lenin was a bloody tyrant, and generally I have heard of no governmental agency that is asked to put a statue of Lenin or Castro or Mao, for that matter, or even Ho Chi Minh here in the United States. In other international news, and this was a shocker to me, less than half the people in England and Wales consider themselves Christian, according to the most recent census. The first time the country's official religion has been followed by a minority of the population. And see, because Britain, the United Kingdom, has an official religion. The head of the Church of England, theoretically, is King Charles III. And the Archbishop of Canterbury is a government official, not just of a separate church. Less than half the people in England and Wales consider themselves to be Christian. The first time the country's official religion has been followed by a minority of the population. Statistics from the 2021 census that were released on this week by the Office for National Statistics reveal that Britain has become less religious and less white in the decade since the last census in 2011. Some 46.2% of the population of England and Wales described themselves as Christian on the day of the 2021 census. That was down from 59% 10 years earlier. So back in 2011, it was 59.3%, and now it's down to 46.2%. So where are the other people going in terms of religion? The Muslim population grew from 4.9 to 6.5%. That doesn't explain the volume of this loss. While 1.7% identified as Hindu. That was up from 1.5%. But more than 1 in 3 people, 37% in Great Britain, said they had no religion. That was up from 25% in 2011. Secularism campaigners said the shift should trigger a rethink of the way that religion is entrenched in British society. The UK has state-funded Church of England schools. Anglican bishops sit in the Parliament's upper chamber. And the monarch is designated as the defender of the faith and supreme governor of the church. I would suggest that there is one point here, which is, why would it be that the United States would have so much higher religious affiliation for people who identify as Christian? It's down from what it used to be. It used to be 80% in the United States, but it is not anywhere near falling below majority. It is still 60%, 60-70% in the United States who identify as Christian. And I think that one of the reasons we've benefited is one of the problems that they have specifically in Great Britain that we do not have. I will get to that because I think it's certainly worth considering and appreciating one of our many blessings to live here in the United States. And a difference in COVID statistics between, not men and women, we know that, but Republicans and Democrats. Coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You can sing that song about losing my religion with a British accent, but that would be appropriate for the story that is coming our way from the United Kingdom. And there is a point that is made by a leading humanist in Great Britain, who his name is Andrew Copson. He's chief executive of the charity which is called Humanists UK. And he said the dramatic growth of the non-religious had made the United Kingdom almost certainly one of the least religious countries on earth, which is remarkable to think about. And more than one in three people, 37%, said they had no religion. That was up from 25% in just 2011. That's a very, very rapid growth of people who are disentangled from religion. And what's interesting to me is that when you saw the mourning for Her Majesty the Queen, it was seemed that the nation was coming together. We'll see what happens with the coronation of King Charles, which is coming up. I don't know if they have an exact date scheduled yet. They probably do. But one of the most striking things about this result, said this Copson from the Humanists organization, one of the most striking things about these results is how at odds the population is from the state itself. No state in Europe has had such a religious setup as we do in terms of law and public policy, while at the same time having such a non-religious population. And he said, we have left behind the era when many people almost automatically identified as Christian, but other surveys consistently show how the same people will seek spiritual truth and wisdom and a set of values to live by. And in terms of the racial percentages in Britain, almost 82% of people in England and Wales identified as white in the census. That was down from 86% in 2011. Some 9% said they were Asian, 4% black, and 3% from mixed or multiple ethnic backgrounds. That means that in Britain, they have much less ethnic diversity, obviously, than we do, and that the percentage of people who say they are Christian has gone down very dramatically. The percentage of people who say they are white has gone down much less. It's gone from 86% to 82%. In any event, what does this have to do with the United States and our advantages here? We have a First Amendment that opposes the establishment of religion. And what that creates, and I think it's always been an advantage for the United States, it was an advantage in colonial times. The 13 different colonies did not have the same religion. They had very different approaches to Christianity. I mean, there are some people who wouldn't even consider, at the time they certainly didn't, the Quakers, who founded the state of Pennsylvania and dominated the state of Pennsylvania in its early history. There are people who didn't consider the Quakers Christians. Of course, there were Catholics who were crucial in the founding of the state of Maryland. And you had Congregationalists, basically, the descendants of the Puritans and the Pilgrims, who were most responsible for religious leadership in New England, and Presbyterians in the upcountry of the American South, the whole Scots-Irish immigration. In any event, what's been an American advantage has been the freedom of competition. And when you have a free market and religion, as we always have, the ability to have different ideas out there, different interpretations of Christianity, where it's not all dominated by one prelate, the Archbishop of Canterbury, where basically the generic brand of Christianity in Britain is Church of England, with no serious competition. There is today, of course, because some of the biggest churches in Britain, and I have a friend who's actually spoken at some of those churches, are big mega churches that include a lot of immigrants who come there, and they're Pentecostal or evangelical, both. And that is a going concern in Britain. But here in the United States, the fact that religions have been free to compete against one another without an official religious doctrine that was endorsed by the state or basically had the power of government behind it, that's been a tremendous advantage to the health and growth of religion. Yes, what a thought. It is true. The free market works. It also works in terms of ideas. Meanwhile, in terms of working in terms of ideas, there was a statement by Governor DeSantis that I think is worth paying attention to, because clearly if there's one individual who was the big winner in the midterm elections, it was Governor DeSantis. He won 4 congressional seats for the Republican Party. Without DeSantis, there's no Republican majority in the House, as narrow as it is. And he had this to say about the outcome of the midterm elections, and I think it's very well worth paying attention to his position. It's clip 10.
Some of my folks were like, Governor, this is not a red wave. I was like, what are you talking about? This is not a red wave. This is a 20-point. When have we ever seen that? Like, no. Florida is a big win, but the rest of the country, we are not seeing really good performance from a lot of these Republicans. They're like, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to win the Senate. The House is going to be very close. You know, we assumed we were going to end up with like 245 House members. We're at 222, it looks like, which is a huge underperformance. And so, you know, the question is, you know, why did that happen? Because the way these midterms work, someone gets elected to the White House, and then there's a reaction the other way. That's what happens almost every 2 years. And especially when people are pessimistic about the direction of the country, have a negative view on Biden, usually those voters are going to want to vote for people that are offering an alternative. And yet some of those voters throughout the country, not in Florida, but throughout the country, even though they disapproved of Biden, even though they disapproved of the direction of the country, they still didn't want to vote, for some of our candidates.
Okay, no, that's entirely true. And that is certainly true in Arizona as well, despite the fact that there's no acknowledged loser yet in Arizona. There is an acknowledged winner. Katie Hobbs is going to be the next governor. The other point that I think that Governor DeSantis was probably smart in not making is not associating or mentioning the one, I think, very obvious other factor that helped to lead to the disappointing Republican outcome. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending a tentative railroad agreement Congress is working to pass to avoid a strike. Speaking alongside French President Emmanuel Macron, Biden is asked why paid sick leave for rail workers wasn't included in the agreement the White House helped negotiate in September.
I've been trying to get paid leave, not just for rail workers, for everybody. But that other team, they call the Republicans, they voted against it. They said we couldn't do it.
Senate Republicans quick to point out that Democrats control all three branches of the government. Without proof, Oregon's Attorney General says slowing down the state's voter-approved gun control measure would result in unnecessary deaths. It was in response to the emergency motion aimed at stopping Measure 114 from going into effect December 8th. This is USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Maybe the joys of the holiday season will help to improve the mood of the President of the United States. He, despite the fact that obviously he's proclaimed a great victory in the midterm elections, it is still true and undeniably true that the Democrats lost control of the House of Representatives. And yes, they have the encouragement of having a new, younger triumvirate with the new leadership in the House of Representatives, but still, they lost that part of the election. And yes, they gained three governorships net, and they may end up gaining two Senate seats. No, not two. It would still be only one Senate seat. In other words, if they lose the election with Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock, then the Democrats will be a complete stand even in the U.S. Senate, 50-50 as it was and 50-50 as it would be. But in any event, Biden is used to hearing himself get heckled a lot. He is not a popular president. He has the majority of the American people disapprove of what he's doing. So he was giving a speech at a tribal nations summit. He was talking about what it seems to me is a compassionate and useful policy, which is when you have situations like in the Quinault Indian Nation here in the Olympic Peninsula of Washington, the sort of settled areas of that reservation were often flooded and underwater, and now they're going to be spending, and that's because of climate change, supposedly. And so now they're going to be spending some federal money to move these facilities so that people can get on with building their lives and communities. Okay. But President Biden, speaking at the Tribal Nations Summit, thought he was heckled. And that's because what he hears in his own mind. And it sounded like this. This is clip 16.
Respect for tribes as nations and treaties as law. Respect for... Beg your pardon? I thought you said no. I was getting a little worried. I thought you said no.
Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
Okay, and then a little bit later on, there was a declaration, and it's a kind of declaration that you can so easily respond to, and the president doesn't help himself when he says things like this. This is clip 17.
Well, I tell you what, no one's ever done as much as president as this administration is doing, period.
Hear the wild whoops of agreement. No one's ever done as much as president as this administration is doing, period. Really? I mean, if you think about some of the accomplishments and real accomplishments of prior administrations, you can go back to the Lincoln administration, where they not only set up land-grant colleges, they not only did the Homestead Act, they not only won the Civil War and freed the slaves... even the George W. Bush administration, to look at an underrated administration, or the Reagan administration, for goodness sake. No one's ever done as much as president as this administration is doing, period. If he runs on that basis, he will lose. And basically, he won the presidency, and this brings me to the other point that I was going to make. The one point that Governor DeSantis was kind enough not to make. One of the reasons Republicans underperformed in this election is most of the time, just as Governor DeSantis said, what happens in midterm elections is that people take a look at the way things are going, and if things are not going great, they tend to vote against the party of the president in power. But this time, President Trump was so much of a factor that if you think about it, it is an amazing thing that in many measures, Trump got as much mind, as much attention, as much discussion, as much debate, as much controversy as anything Biden did. And he's not president. But he was able to get so much attention to him and asking people, well, okay, do you approve of Trump? And Trump, by the way, has an even lower approval rating than Biden. And that was one of the reasons it ended up being so close to a tie, is because when people are in a sour mood and they're looking around, it's kind of strange to blame Trump for everything that's wrong. But given the attempt to rivet attention by President Trump, that's part of what happened. And that, by the way, is why I think it was a very wise decision for him not to go down to Georgia and become the center of attention again in that particular state and give Herschel Walker, as many problems he may have as a candidate, a chance to actually win. There's somebody else who hasn't won at all, and it's truly bizarre. And to listen to it now, it really does give you a sense of how strange this country is, with people being very willing to try to claim a second chance. Sam Bankman-Fried, who was the head of FTX, he was the young 30-year-old billionaire who claimed he was doing everything he was doing in order to save the world and fight climate change. He is now going around and trying to make up for the fact that he lost literally untold millions of dollars for his investors and is almost surely going to have extreme legal problems. Here is the way he addressed his experience of the FTX cryptocurrency exchange bankruptcy. He addressed the experience on CNBC, clip 14.
I didn't ever try to commit fraud on anyone. I was excited about the prospects of FTX a month ago. I saw it as a thriving, growing business. I was shocked by what happened this month. And, you know, reconstructing it, where are there things I wish I had done differently? There was no person who was chiefly in charge of positional risk of customers on FTX. And that feels pretty embarrassing in retrospect.
It's more than embarrassing. It's life-destroying for some of his investors. Here's what way Jim Cramer described Sam Bankman-Fried and his legacy. Listen, clip 15.
That guy is a clueless idiot. Intent means nothing. Saying sorry means nothing. If you commingled, if you had no record-keeping, those are against the law. It's not like they're like, you know what, I was sloppy and I feel bad and I'm sorry. No, you were sloppy, you didn't keep records. Illegal, all right? So if you're admitting to illegality, even though you think that you had no intent, the U.S. attorney does not care one whit about intent. What the U.S. attorney cares about is, did you break the law? Like, you come to the U.S. attorney and say, man, I'm really
I didn't
sorry.
Mean it.
I didn't hurt anybody. No, it's against the law. Now, at being a nice guy, which he clearly is,
he is
irrelevant.
Many people that I've spoken to, met him, known him, describe him that way. It doesn't mean a thing.
It means absolutely nothing.
Okay, the New York Times reports the company had built its business on risky trading options that are not legal in the United States. The crypto industry overall has increasingly been the target of regulatory scrutiny on Capitol Hill and across the globe. So why is Whoopi Goldberg issuing evil and scurrilous charges against Republicans and Christians? Why? We'll get to it. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place...
Well, it has been sort of frightful weather here in the Seattle area, but it's gotten more delightful, literally by the hour today. And it is great to see some sunshine, even in the month of December. Some sunshine might be appropriate from the angry ladies over at The View, where a conversation about the Respect for Marriage Act, which is actually an act that passed the Senate with strong Republican support. And the last time they were voting on the Respect for Marriage Act in the House, there were over 50 Republicans who voted with Democrats on basically taking a position that nothing was going to be done to interfere with marriages that are already recognized and functioning. The over 1 million couples, with married couples, it's over 500,000 married couples who are same-sex. But Whoopi Goldberg actually made a general comment about Christians and their murderous intent that I think is worth calling some attention to. Clip 13.
Honestly, I need all the religious people to understand that those who do not follow or subscribe to your beliefs also have rights in this country. They have the right not to believe. You don't have to. I don't have to believe what you believe. You don't have to believe what I believe. But you don't really have the right to stand and tell me that you're a doctor, but you won't take care of me because I'm gay. You know, you don't have that right anymore. We fought because so many people died trying to get to a doctor, and a doctor who would not see them. So when you talk about right to life, whose life are we talking about? Because if you're talking about what I believe and what you believe, when you have a Hippocratic oath, you don't draw a line. You don't make those distinctions.
Okay, of course she's right, and people don't. The idea that somehow a doctor is able to refuse medical attention that people need that may be life-saving and say, no, I won't serve a gay patient, that is already not only against every bit of medical ethics, but it's against the law. Now, it's different to say that I want to come in and I want to have a gender reassignment surgery. I know you're supposed to now say gender confirmation surgery. To say that, well, I don't perform that kind of surgery. That's not the kind of life-saving emergency that she is suggesting people of faith are guilty of here. And the idea that there needs to be new attention to force gay people to get medical services because they're being denied, I would challenge Whoopi Goldberg. You sort of make this an outrageous claim to actually try to look at the actual record and of any states where they would go with the support of a doctor refusing to take a patient just because of sexual orientation. It's an absurdity, and it's an outrageous charge. There's another story from the world of medicine. Since the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, public health officials have warned that some of us are at higher risk for severe outcomes from the virus due to factors such as age or pre-existing conditions. New research points to another factor that puts people at greater risk of dying from COVID-19, party affiliation. The new study from Yale University finds that excess deaths during the pandemic were 76% higher among Republicans than Democrats in the two states that were studied, which were Ohio and Florida. The fascinating thing about this, and what has gotten so much attention, is the sharp divergence in excess death rates that emerged in the post-vaccine period is pretty striking, and the magnitudes are quite large. Okay, here are the numbers, is that before the vaccines were available, the Republicans had death rates of about 1.6% higher than for Democrats. Part of that is because Republicans generally are older than Democrats, okay? And when you're older, you're more vulnerable. However, after April 2021, when the vaccines were introduced, the gap went from 1.6% to 10.6 percentage points. Does this mean that differing vaccine uptake levels between Republicans and Democrats caused the mortality gap? The professor in charge of this study says this study alone doesn't prove that's the case. However, he believes it does offer pretty good evidence that vaccines are at least an important part of the story, which comes to this entire winter when we have so many problems with people getting flu vaccines, trying to deal with the possibility of RSV, and yes, still trying to be as cautious and productive as you possibly can in terms of protecting and reducing the impact of COVID. In its all of its different forms. Speaking about all of the different forms, there is a new movie out that is one of those very rare films that I suspect can really unite moviegoers and unite Americans from every political perspective. Okay, it's one of those movies that might surprise you coming from the director who it's coming from. And it's a deeply autobiographical film. What is it? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Michelle Williams and Paul Dano co-star as the parents of a young boy growing up in the 1950s who's addicted to making movies in Steven Spielberg's frankly autobiographical The Fablemans, now playing in theaters.
What kind of movie are you going to make?
You stop making movies. That'll break your mother's heart.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Family, it'll tear you in two.
You do what your heart says you have to.
The cast is consistently superb, including Judd Hirsch in a small part as a visiting uncle. And this substantial film, 2.5 hours long, never lags for a moment with its heartfelt and unforgettable characterizations. The theme that even deeply loving families have their mysteries and surprises combines with a coming-of-age story that will naturally receive intense Oscar attention. Rated PG-13 for some scenes of pain and heartbreak, 4 stars for the marvelous The Fabelmans. The amazing thing about this film is that, yes, it's a long film, but it covers more than 10 years of a young boy's growing up. He's played by two different actors, all of whom are terrific. And I think it's almost impossible not to be moved by the family experiences that are portrayed that feel so intimate. And then when you read about the film and you read about how carefully Steven Spielberg and his screenwriter, Tony Kushner, went back actually to look at the way that he grew up and the role that movies played from the time he was given a camera. And actually the movie begins with young Sammy Fabelman, who's supposed to be Steven Spielberg, actually going for the first time ever to a movie that his parents take him to. Next time on the Medved Show, we're going to be speaking to a program manager for PETA, which has a brand new campaign on ending speciesism, saying that bigotry begins when categories such as race, age, gender, disability, sexual orientation, or species are used to justify discrimination. In other words, we should treat people like dogs or like pigeons? I mean, really? We'll also be speaking to another journalist who's involved with a very, very important endeavor. Katie Sanders from PolitiFact, she's the managing editor, joins us about their ultimate bestowing of the Lie of the Year Award. This has been an important honor the last couple of years. Which source and which lie is going to get that coveted distinction? And we'll also be looking at a study that shows that both right and left-leaning media outlets rely primarily on fear peddling in their desire to get ratings, even at holiday season. We'll talk about that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.